time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A dozen of the nation's former intelligence officials have slammed Donald Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance, claiming the president is trying to, quote, stifle free speech. MSNBC's Willie Geist says more.
It's a new reporting from the Washington Post that President Trump feels emboldened by stripping ex-CIA Director John Brennan of his security clearance. Trump believes he's emerged looking strong and decisive in his escalating feud with Brennan, two aides are telling the Post, adding the president shows a visceral disdain for the former CIA director when he sees him on television. White House officials say Trump did not focus on his power to remove clearances until this summer. White House aides confirm that Trump made his decision weeks ago about Brennan, who serves as an NBC News contributor. Senior advisors, including Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, recommended to the president that they announce the action Wednesday amid the onslaught of news coverage about former aide Omarosa Manigault Newman's new book, which accuses President Trump of having made racist remarks, among other things. CIA Director Gina Haspel is remaining silent about the treatment of her predecessor. Asked if Haspel approved of Trump stripping Brennan of his security clearance, and if she'd known about it or advised the president on the issue in advance, CIA spokesman Tim Barrett told the Daily Beast only, CIA does not comment on individual security clearances. But 12 former top intel officials, including CIA Directors Webster, Tenet, Goss, Hayden, Panetta, and Petraeus signed a letter that states this. We feel compelled to respond in the wake of the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearances. And we all agree that the president's action regarding Brennan and the threats of similar action against other former officials has nothing to do with who should and who should not hold security clearances and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech. You don't have to agree with what Brennan says, the letter goes on, and again, not all of us do, to agree with his right to say it, subject to his obligation to protect classified information. This comes after former Navy Admiral William McRaven, who oversaw the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, wrote a public letter challenging the president to revoke his security clearance. McRaven writes that Brennan is one of the finest public servants I've ever known. Few Americans have done more to protect this country than John. Therefore, I would consider it an honor if you would revoke my security clearance as well, so I can add my name to the list of men and women who have spoken up against your presidency. If you think for a moment that your McCarthy-era tactics will suppress the voices of criticism, you are sadly mistaken. The criticism will continue until you become the leader we prayed you would be. Again, that's from Admiral McRaven, directed at the President of the United States.
Trump is reportedly hoping to revoke additional clearances, believing the revenge makes him look strong. Just hours after reports surfaced Thursday saying that Trump's military parade, planned for November 10th, was estimated to cost $92 million, that's $80 million more than initially estimated, the Pentagon announced that the parade has been postponed until 2019. Jurors in the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort ended their first day of deliberations by asking the judge a set of questions regarding the defense, including a definition of reasonable doubt.
After almost 7 hours of deliberations, the jury knocked on the door. The court security officer went in, came out with a piece of paper, and it turns out the jury has four questions. One of them relates to the requirement to file notice that Manafort had foreign bank accounts. They asked very specific questions related to the elements of that charge. They also asked a question about what is required for Manafort on some of the tax charges he faces. They asked the judge also for a definition of reasonable doubt. And then another question, they wanted some help indexing the exhibits to the indictments. Now, the judge told the jury that they had to rely on their recollection for all of these counts, all these questions that they had. But he did tell them for reasonable doubt, he told them that it did not mean beyond possible doubt. That was the only real affirmative instruction that the judge gave to the jury. And the jury notified the judge they were going to break today at 5:30, and they'll return tomorrow morning and pick up deliberations where they left off. But they're not getting any real additional information. The judge is telling them they need to rely on their memory, and they need to rely on the testimony of the witnesses and the documents that they have as exhibits.
Omarosa Manigault Newman on Thursday unveiled a third secret recording, this one featuring Laura Trump, Eric Trump's wife, discussing details of a job offer on the Trump campaign that would require the former White House aide to remain publicly positive about the president. For this, she'd be paid $15,000 a month. According to the New York Times, Manigault Newman may have as many as 200 tapes. The publisher behind Newman's book has dismissed, quote, hollow threats by Trump's lawyers, saying being embarrassed by a book does not amount to a legal claim. The undisputed queen of soul, Aretha Franklin, died Thursday after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Tributes to Aretha dominated the airwaves throughout the day. Fox News honored the life and career of Aretha Franklin with an image of singer Patti LaBelle. They then flubbed the apology by lying about the mix-up. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.